Day 14, March 18th. Today's reflection is based on Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 13 and 29 through 32, and was written by the Reverend Ben Barris, class of 2010. We grew up hearing, "You are what you eat." In the case of my household, my siblings and I really ought to be hot dogs and mac and cheese by now. It's not that my mom couldn't cook, but at the end of the workday, dealing with everyone else's children leaves one a little sapped for serving one's own brood with the most complex and nutritionally diverse menus. Honestly, I still like hot dogs and macaroni and cheese, so I'm not sure it's the end of the world. Now, according to Jeremiah, the Lord did better by his children, Israel. He gave them a land that overflowed in abundance, bringing them from a land of deserts and ravines to one with rich and fertile produce. They had an abundance given to them. They had every good thing to eat. They wandered away from the Lord anyway. They weren't mistreated. They weren't overtaxed. They weren't in need of, well, anything. But as the prophet describes it, they defiled the land, started pretending they could meet their own needs, and forgot about the Lord. They stopped asking each other, "Where is the Lord?" Even the priests stopped asking it. God hadn't made himself less available, they just stopped looking for him. If they looked for him, they might feel compelled to follow. They might remember how good they had it, walking in his footsteps. The people might not go chasing after the idols their neighbors fashioned, or be contented to watch the water trickle out of the broken cisterns they'd dug. And, more than the truth of their history, their reality, and their hope, they wanted to do what they wanted to do. They valued freedom to roam over faithfulness. They had the best stuff to eat, but it didn't make them good. Maybe you aren't what you eat, but are a reflection of what you follow. This Lent, do you need to turn aside from the way you've been going? Have you been following all sorts of things but forgetting to ask, "Where is the Lord?" You aren't what you eat, but your faithfulness reflects your following. Today's prayer. Holy One, there is none like you, and all we have ever needed is found in you. Forgive us for wandering away, for defiling good gifts, and for pretending that we can do what you alone are capable of. Help us to follow you better, beginning with our very next step. In your name, Amen.